Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, as always. Should you wish to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. And dial in 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Well, we managed to avoid COVID completely last night as far as a topic on the show, which is nice. It's refreshing. Instead, we talked about the crazy financial situation.
The IRS.
That the U.S. government
Yellen.
Is in. The X date that's coming up. Supposedly, they now have a day. They're estimating it's going to be the 18th of October will be the day when the money runs out at the federal government, unless they raise the debt ceiling.
They will. They always have, and they always will.
And also, 11:59 p.m. this Thursday is expected to be the time at which the federal government will go into a shutdown, unless, of course, the government gang sides can come to an agreement before then, and so far they have not. So we may see ourselves in another so-called government shutdown, which basically is they shut down the parks and everything else. Keeps operating.
The monuments, the parks, they make it hurt.
Right. They want people to feel like it's affecting them. Because otherwise, if you were to shut down most of the government, it would have no effect on people, with the exception of now
the workers.
It would make our lives better.
The people who work for the government.
Yeah. Now if you have a business, you don't have to be regulated by goons like OSHA or whatever other federal agencies we're talking about. But that was last night. Tonight, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Aria, you're back after a week.
Yeah.
Various different concerts. You had a nice little vacation there, and you went to some sort of like weekend-long plus festival. Started last Thursday.
Yes, I went to Louder Than Life in Louisville, Kentucky. It was awesome.
Metal festival?
It is.
Okay.
They had other acts there that weren't exactly metal and that were just like, I don't know how to describe it other than like hardcore, but it wasn't. Okay. It was closer to rap than it was metal.
Was this like a multiple stage kind of place where there was?
Yes, it had three different stages. There were two main stages that alternated with bands playing, and then there was one further in the back that had smaller bands, which actually turned out to be a better place to be if you wanted to see like the newer, weirder audience, weirder acts. Yes. Mm-hmm. Without having to deal with, massive amounts of people, because there was something like 40 or 50,000 people there.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was packed, dude. And that was only at half capacity. I didn't even realize it was going to be at half capacity. So we were...
Is that due to COVID?
I think
capacity?
So. Huh. Yeah, but the whole COVID nonsense there, it was useless.
Non-existent?
Well, no, it was existent, but they weren't putting much effort into rallying people into one particular line so that they had to go through this checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
It was wide open, and the first day we didn't know what it was. We just saw all of these people in a line, and we're like, well, we have VIP tickets, so whatever that line is,
we don't need to be in it.
Right. Yeah. So we just walked right past it, and it turned out to be the health check, and no one said anything about it to us, and we went in just fine. We were probably one of maybe 15 people there, because once you got your health check approved, they gave you a red COVID wristband.
Hmm.
We were probably one of 15 people there who never had one the whole weekend.
Because and no one ever said boo to you.
No one ever even noticed, I don't think, except us. I mean, it was so ridiculous.
So you're saying everyone there, except you guys, had a red wristband on?
Yes. Well, you got to think about how herd mentality works, right? These people see a line.
There's a line. Got to go stand in it.
So they go and stand in it.
Yeah.
And we're just like, yeah, well, we don't have to really go stand in that, so let's just not.
Well,
and then we did it every single day, and no one ever said a thing.
I found the best way to handle those types of situations, just to walk in and look like
you know where you are.
You know what you're doing. You know where you are. And no one talks to you. This is exactly why when I'm in the stores, the department stores, or basically anything, people come up to me, ask me what things
questions.
Are.
Ask questions, yeah.
All the time. I'll be there in flip-flops and t-shirts.
Excuse me, sir.
People still ask
Where's
me.
The bathroom?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened here. I mean, if you walk around like you own the place, people will just generally sort of assume that you do, and they won't bother you.
No, wait. Were they checking a ticket for you to get actually into the event? So you're avoiding this one line for the COVID check.
Yes. Well, there were two other entrances. There was the general admission entrance and then the VIP entrance, and you had a wristband with an RFID chip in it that you
if
just...
If you were VIP?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think general admission had one, too, but it just wouldn't work for the VIP area.
I see.
So there were multiple check-ins, but before you could get to those, you were supposed to have to go through the health check. But like I said, it was just a booth there on the sidewalk that we just walked past, and no one said anything.
No security goon standing there eyeballing you or anything like that.
No, security was actually really cool. The only interactions I ever had with security was like passing crowd surfers off to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were really cool the entire time.
So this was an entire week of music?
It was an entire weekend. I wasn't here Monday and Tuesday of last week because I was at a different show in New York.
Oh, there you go. I thought you were all at the same place.
No, but that was Butcher Babies, Infected Rain, and I think Stitched Up Heart on Monday. And then Butcher Babies and, Infected Rain wasn't at Louder Than Life, but their singer was. Mm-hmm. And she came out on stage with Butcher Babies. And like right now, Infected Rain is like my favorite band. So it was awesome to be able to see her again because she's really talented as far as female singers go. Now,
No, I don't know any of those. We'll have to pull some up and I'll need to get a little taste because I don't know what you're talking about.
I had never heard of Butcher Babies. I had heard of them, but I'd never listened to them prior
Butcher
to
Babies,
Monday.
I'm just going
to
guess, death metal? It sounds like Cannibal Corpse. You know,
It's heavy metal, but I wouldn't go as far as calling it death metal.
Okay. So there was some sort of lead singer of a band that you wanted to talk about. Was that an on-air thing? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but before we get into that, I want to talk about the TSA, right?
Okay, sure.
Because I discovered this weekend that if you're trans,
they like you.
You cannot get through TSA without getting felt up. It is impossible.
And they don't know who to send after you, do they?
They always ask.
Unless it's
they
guy,
let
unless,
you choose.
Unless it's the guy named Pat. That's his specialty. He goes after you.
But it's bizarre. Apparently their machine forces them to select male or female, right? So if they select female, which is what they did on the trip down there, when I passed through TSA the first time.
This was in New Hampshire?
No, this was in Bradley International in Connecticut.
Okay.
And I turned around to look at the screen, and my wrist is glowing, and my crotch is just glowing like the sun. And she looked, and I had a hair tie on my wrist, and she goes, okay, well, I think it's obvious what that one is. And I said, the other one's pretty obvious, too. But she still had to...
Whoa. Why? The screen,
because they selected female.
Yep.
So it wasn't supposed to detect anything in that area. And then it did, and that set off their alarms, and they had to... She asked, do you want to go to a private room for this, or are you fine doing it here? I said, I like an audience.
You could see the screen glowing and everyone around you, too?
If you turn around and look at it. Yeah.
So did you get a private room, or you just...
No, I didn't. No.
Right there.
Screw it. I mean, if you're gonna molest me, you're going to do it in front of everyone.
Yeah.
So what do I care, right?
Right.
So that happened every single airport we went through.
Hmm.
Except on the way back in Kentucky, they selected male, which caused my bra to go off and because it has metal hooks in it. So, of course, they had to repeat the entire thing again. So if you're trans, no matter what you do,
you get in touch.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be any way to avoid it.
Hmm.
They even admit on the TSA's website, apparently, that they know it's an issue. I'm like, well...
Fix it.
Yeah, fix it then.
They're going to fix it in the next 2 decades or something.
No, but the entire show was really awesome with my one complaint being Aaron Lewis of Staind.
Okay.
Now, Staind used to be really popular. I don't think they've done any...
I've heard of them, but I don't know what they do.
Yeah, they were sort of grungy.
And then he got very grungy, and then he got really...
Sold out.
No, he didn't sell out.
He had a kid. And he started, what I thought was going on was that he had been singing about this chick album after album after album for like, 10 years. And just singing up, pining after this chick that had dumped him or something like that. That's what it seemed like to me. But it turns out he had a kid and that mellowed him out.
Hmm.
Then he became a country artist for a while, evidently. He's super conservative now, right? He came out wearing a hat that said impeach Biden and stuff like that. Evidently, he's been running his mouth on the tour and getting himself in all kinds of trouble. But, dude, he was hammered when he came up there.
Oh, dear.
I thought he was going to fall asleep leaning on his microphone. He forgot the words to their own songs repeatedly.
Wow.
And just sort of shrugged it off. And it's insulting. I don't care about Judas Priest. I'm not a Judas Priest fan.
Mm-hmm.
But that singer's like 70-something years old. And they were the second-to-last act on the final night.
Professional.
And they brought so much energy to their show. And they're in their 70s.
Yeah.
And they're this washed-up 1980s metal act.
Obviously not that washed up.
And then you have Aaron Lewis over here, who's supposedly popular, touring with Korn, one of the biggest rock bands in the world, has no energy whatsoever, and I think he's going to fall asleep.
Jeez.
So who are the other frontliners?
Metallica played two nights, and Disturbed was the other night. Disturbed was... brought in by Machine Gun Kelly, and I don't know if either of you have seen this.
I don't even know who the guy is, except he dates a really hot woman.
He dates Megyn Kelly. I learned about him because he was a rapper, and he started a beef with Eminem.
Megyn Kelly?
Yes.
Or Megan Fox?
Megan Fox, yes. Yeah, that's it.
But that's how I've heard his name. I don't know anything else about him.
The thing that happened with Machine Gun Kelly is definitely worth talking about because he
we'll
got booed the entire time.
Coming up, we'll find out about Machine Gun Kelly and what he did get booed at this concert. You can share your thoughts with us, 603-283-6160. Then coming up, another person worth booing, the New York governor. We'll tell you what she's up to.
Yep.
It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Of course, you can join us and bring up anything that is on your mind. Also want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin. We've told you about Intercoin. They can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build, you can go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoins, their investor token, for yourself. Head over to Intercoin.org. Aria is regaling us with stories from the road. She's been on the road for the last week. Well, I mean, you didn't do much driving. You flew down to Kentucky, right?
Right.
Did you rent a car while you were down there?
No, we just used Uber to get around because we were within walking distance of the festival. Like, Gate 6, the entrance was literally right beside our hotel.
Nice.
So it was really easy for us to just walk there.
That's convenient.
Yeah, we only really had to get Ubers if we wanted something to go eat.
Now, was the Uber making people put on masks?
They were.
Oh, man.
But it was Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So almost all of them were like, hey, do you want me to put this on? And we're like, no, we don't really care.
Oh, nice.
So that was nice.
Wait. So you guys were wearing it, but he wasn't?
No, we weren't wearing ours.
Sweet.
Good. All right, good.
I'm glad.
I mean, there
that.
Were some drivers who were like, hey, you need to put a mask on, but it was really, I think it only happened once the whole time we were there.
Well, because the drivers are afraid that Uber's going to can them.
Right.
And the Uber does a check on the driver prior to them, like when they sign on to the app, mm-hmm. it makes them take a selfie with a mask on. Otherwise,
right.
it won't let them into the app.
And what's their vaccine policy? At Uber?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that yet. That may be worth looking into.
That's a big company.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Of course, they're all contractors, so they're not, the drivers aren't employees
right.
in that case. Mm. Although California may be different. I think there was a recent court that overturned the California. They had like a ballot measure that people voted for that actually provided some protections to Uber and Lyft, and now that state Supreme Court has overturned that. That's in my show prep. If we get it, actually, it's. Not good for, we'll have to get into it because it's okay. Not good that they overturned that. But anyway.
I thought I remembered the law that they were overturning being bad.
No, the law actually provided protections to people with contracts.
Looks like all office workers, but not the drivers for Uber.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
But still, it's up to the passengers. I mean, if they see someone who, they don't think is going to care about them wearing a mask, they're not going to. But if they pull up and they see you wearing a mask, they're going to go ahead and put theirs on.
That makes sense.
So it's largely driver-specific. Because, I mean, if you don't want to wear one, you're not going to complain.
Exactly.
And it's easy for them to just say, hey, do you want me to put this on?
And that's what they're worried about, is they're worried about somebody complaining. Because if they could complain, then Uber's going to can them. All right, so you brought up this guy. You went to this concert, Louder Than Life, 4-day-long festival in Kentucky in Louisville, as I believe they pronounce it down there. You went down there, had a good time, but then there was some guy named Machine Gun Kelly who, I don't know anything about this guy. I saw him in the news because he's with Megan Fox, who I don't think I've seen her in any sort of movies since Transformers, half a decade and a half ago.
Yeah, she is still really hot, though.
Yeah, I remember her on she did some tech gaming and tech show many years ago.
Does she know anything about gaming or tech?
I don't know. She was just really bubbly and beautiful and snarky, and that's where I remember her from. And then she became a Hollywood star, and then I really lost interest in her because she's dumb.
she's
hot.
I've never seen her, speak in any sort of non-acting format, so I don't know how smart she is, but apparently she's with this guy, and he doesn't seem like the brightest bulb in the basket. What did this guy do?
This guy's an idiot, right? And as far as I can tell, his entire shtick is that he picks a genre of music, and then he picks a fight with one of the most popular artists in that genre.
Hmm.
And then he gets, just eviscerated by all of the fans of that genre, mm-hmm. and then he has to move on. So I suspect...
But he gets some name recognition as a result of that, because people, spread around the hate.
I suspect his next stunt is going to be to get into country and start a fight with Willie Nelson. I'm not even kidding, because he started out as a rapper, and he picked a fight with Eminem. Now, if you're a rapper, mm-hmm. and you value your career... That Eminem is the last person you pick a fight with, because he has a long career of putting other rappers' careers to death.
What is he even doing at this event? He came to sing.
Yes.
Rap? Or is he already doing country?
No, he got destroyed. He will never rap again, thanks to Eminem.
So what was he doing here?
He wanted to do punk rock sort of thing. I don't know, because I don't pay any attention to him.
Like a Limp Bizkit kind of a thing?
I have no idea, dude. I don't pay any attention to him. I just know he's kind of a jerk, and he's kind of an idiot.
He looks like straight off of Backstreet Boys or something, or NSYNC.
Yeah, so he started, you know, doing rock.
So he showed up on the main stage, or what happened with the show?
He was supposed to go before Snoop Dogg, but Snoop Dogg pulled out evidently because he said that, you know, requiring people to be vaccinated or have a pass or whatever wasn't his style.
Oh, that was what Snoop Dogg... Because I heard
that's
he pulled
what
out
heard.
Something. Okay, interesting.
But
So back up. Okay. No, I won't say this. Go on.
So
I'll ask off air.
Machine Gun Kelly went from being the third act to being the second act right before Disturbed. But evidently, like a week or so ago, he started a fight with Corey Taylor, who is the singer for Slipknot and Stone Sour, two extremely popular rock bands.
Right.
That if you have a brain in your if you have a brain, you want to pick a fight with them upon entering the rock genre.
Unless it's like Ian mentioned, it's actually his strategy.
This is how he gets his name out there.
And he was clearly lying when he did it because Corey Taylor took screenshots of their email conversations.
Obviously this is just stupid drama, but what is it? And when you say he picks a fight, you don't mean like he goes up and like physically attacks them.
No, I mean he refers to Corey Taylor as a weird 50-year-old wearing weird masks.
So he's like tweeting or something, or in an interview.
He said this at a show.
He's a professional troll.
I see.
And he said that he gave Corey a track because Corey was going to be on his album, and he said the track was so bad it was just unusable, and I would expect that from this 50-year-old who wears a weird mask or whatever. So Corey responded to that by releasing the actual emails of them, you know, discussing it, where Corey said, you know, someone writing the lyrics I'm going to sing isn't my style. I think you should find a different singer for this project. And evidently the emails also showed that Machine Gun Kelly loved what Corey had recorded, but Corey didn't want to proceed with it because it didn't feel right.
Yeah.
He wasn't the one writing the lyrics, and he wasn't going to let someone else, you know. So Corey Taylor, who I'm not really a big fan of because Spotify just destroyed my love for Slipknot and Stone Sour because Spotify thinks that everyone loves those two bands a lot more than they do.
So it plays them heavy?
It plays them all the time. I had to block Stone Sour just because it has like five songs by them that it plays no matter what playlist you put it on.
All right, so Machine Gun Kelly talks trash about the Slipknot guy.
Yes.
But that was before the event, right?
It was before the event, but not long before.
But the fans never forget.
No, it was only like a week ago that he did this.
Okay.
Like, this is all very, very recent. And the entire time, he was just getting booed and people flipping him off.
Why did this festival put him as a main event, kind of secondary headliner, opener? Like, what?
I don't know, man.
Presumably, they must know he's hated.
Yeah.
So why would you put
But there were some people there who, you know, had MGK stickers on the back of their vehicles. I mean, he did have some fans there, but by and large...
Probably like a troll army, though, right? Like, that's who his fans must be.
I don't know, but
I mean, is he good as a musician?
I don't know, but if you're a rock fan and you have to choose between Slipknot and this dude, it's an obvious choice. So anyone there who is actually a metal fan, they're on Slipknot side of this.
Right.
So he just got booed the entire time. Eventually, some fan rushed, got crowd surfed to the front, pushed him. Machine Gun Kelly punched him and then went and hid behind security. It was a real piece of work, this guy.
Wow. All right, 603-283-6160. That's the number. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves, whether it's rock drama or whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about the New York governor. She's going to be putting the National Guard in the hospitals. Coming up, it's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders say the working class will have to pay for the infrastructure and social safety net spending bills. House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, believe that Americans who make less than $400,000 a year are already dealing with the rising cost of everyday needs.
Gasoline's up over 40%. When you go to the grocery store, you're paying 30 or 40% more. If you want to buy a new appliance for your house, you're going to wait months and months and still pay a higher cost for it.
In a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and General Kenneth McKenzie of the Central Command confirmed that President Biden got their advice regarding leaving 2,500 troops behind in Afghanistan. President Biden said during a previous interview that no military advisors recommended leaving troops in place. USA Radio News. An attorney for Gabby Petito's family is issuing a plea to her missing fiancé.
For Brian, we're asking you to turn yourself in to the FBI or the nearest law enforcement agency.
Richard Stafford adding Brian Laundrie's family didn't help them find Petito, and they won't help them find him. Petito was killed on a cross-country trip with Laundrie, who disappeared after returning home to Florida alone. Petito's body was later found in Wyoming. A funeral taking place in New York on Sunday for Petito. An execution is set to take place in Texas tonight. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A Texas inmate faces execution Tuesday evening for fatally stabbing two Houston-area brothers during a robbery in 1991. Rick Rhodes was condemned for killing Charles and Bradley Allen. The brothers were killed less than a day after Rhodes had been released on parole.
This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about antisocial rockers. Like this guy, Machine Gun Kelly, who is threatening and or, I guess, being rude to other musicians, starting online spats with them in order to get his name out there.
Yeah, presumably. Create headlines.
And then this other guy from the band Stained. We're talking about this because you were at this concert, Louder Than Life, in Kentucky over the last several days, Aria, and you witnessed some of this in person.
Yeah.
This one guy from the band Stained, the lead singer there, just basically being so effed up and drunk on stage, not even able to really sing very well.
Yeah, he forgot his own lyrics. I suspected he was going to pass out at any moment.
Wow.
And I just briefly looked into it, and evidently this has been going on for quite some time. On July the 22nd, he played a show, and they played the same song twice because he was too hammered to realize what he was supposed to be playing.
Damn.
So, yeah, forgot the lyrics.
They just kept on going with it?
I mean, unless you're going to stop the song in the middle of it, you don't really have a choice.
Man.
Embarrassing, man.
And then you compared this guy and his band, these younger guys, to Judas Priest and Metallica, these old guys that basically just came and brought their A game.
Yeah, Metallica played the entire Black Album on the last night.
I've got a question for Aria. I've been watching a lot of Alice in Chains Unplugged this month.
From like way back in the 90s?
Just like on repeat, because it is so good. is so good. If you listen to the CD, the official release, you don't hear any slip ups. But mm-hmm. if you're actually watching the video, you realize in one of the songs he screws up halfway through and he swears.
Mm.
Music stops.
Really?
They restart the song.
Wow. I mean, bands screw up all the time, and if you're a big enough fan, you can even super well rehearsed bands like Tool, they screw up all the time. And
sure.
If you know the songs well enough, you can recognize
it. Yeah.
Well, but, I mean, so my question
there's
is,
a big difference between that and, you know, just sort of forgetting the lyrics to a song halfway through it.
Right, but my question is, you've obviously watched a lot more concerts than I have. How often have you seen that happen, where they just stop and they restart the song, or they replay it like Aaron Lewis did just recently?
I've never seen them just stop in the middle of a song.
Most of the time, the professional way to handle a mistake is you just move on.
Of course, this was a specific MTV Unplugged mm-hmm. event, and I'm thinking they wanted a good cut at this event, so I guess they were allowed. Hey, if you guys mess up, just go ahead and stop and restart and do it, because this is all going to be forever.
Well, I don't think there's anyone who can tell a band, hey, no, you can't stop halfway through a song and
sure.
start over.
Right.
But Alice in Chains just has always sort of done their own thing, so I'm not too surprised to hear that they would do that. But it does sound like they were just trying to get that perfect take
right.
for MTV
I think so.
Could be. All right. Did you also see something about Bitcoin in an airport?
I did, on the way back at the Atlanta airport, which I severely underestimated the size of this thing, right?
Mm, it is an international airport.
It is, but I mean, supposedly so is Bradley,
hub.
And New York's airport is
Bradley?
It's called Bradley International, right?
Really?
It is.
I guess as long as they get one flight that's international, it's technically international. But
Louisville is also, you know, well, I don't know if Louisville is actually international. Memphis is, though.
Atlanta's a hub, though. It's one of the hubs for all the, you know, like the major airlines.
You have to take a train to get around it.
Yeah,
and my plan was, you know, after this, you know, hour and a half flight from Kentucky to Atlanta, that I would just go out and smoke. And I realized almost immediately that that wasn't going to happen.
And there was nowhere to go.
There is no outdoors. It's all.
Well, if you get out there, you have to go back through security again,
right.
which is fine in a lot of places. But and then you have to find your way back to the right gate. And looking at the size of this airport, I was like, we only have like an hour and a half.
Yeah, you ain't going to make it.
We ended up having 3 hours. And that's a story about the stupidity of the FAA that I want to talk about as well,
okay.
that I'd forgotten about. We waited an hour and a half on the plane after boarding because of a sticker. Stupid sticker. But yeah, so as we were walking around this airport, you know, we had an hour and a half to kill. There's a marquee sign there, or billboard, whatever it is, that's constantly changing. And sure enough, I have a picture of it as well.
Yeah.
An advertisement for some company at making it easier for people to invest in Bitcoin.
Hmm.
And
cool.
I was, yeah, in an international major airport.
Deal.
I was very happy to see that.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bitcoin's getting there.
It is. So we finally boarded this flight, right? And we're like, good, I'm going to be home in the next, you know, 3 hours or whatever. But no.
Right.
The pilot came on and said, hey, we don't have everything we need. We're supposed to have this, but we don't have it. And it turned out to be this cart that we didn't have. We didn't have a waste cart. We had a cart, but it didn't have the word waste written on it.
And this cart was supposed to be, like, in the underneath of the plane or something
it was,
like that? It's
no,
like
it was it was one of the carts that the flight attendants wheel around.
They come through the cabin. Okay.
And so I was, you know, we waited there for like an hour and a half, and then finally they brought us a waste cart, and I had an opportunity standing there. You know, I was in first class. So I was right there at the front. I was in 1B, so
nice.
I could see it all. And the two carts were absolutely identical.
except for the sticker.
Except one of them had a little sticker on it that said waste, and the other one didn't. And it took them an hour and a half to find one of these,
wow.
first of all. But we also couldn't fly because of FAA regulations that required that sticker to be there. And we had to sit there for an hour and a half because of it.
Boy, thank goodness the government's looking out for your safety.
Thank goodness I got felt up right before that, because otherwise I would have been in a really bad mood.
Wow.
Absolutely insane, though. That just the only bad parts of this trip involved the government.
The traveling.
You see, Arya, this is why I don't go anywhere. Ever.
Well,
the last time I went on a plane was about 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Wow.
And I didn't get felt up. But I had to go sit in the angry man's stool for like 15 minutes, and people were just walking by. Everyone was looking
at
me.
What is the angry man's stool?
That's where the timeout stool, the dunce corner.
This was at the TSA checkpoint?
Yeah.
Now they just arrest you.
I put my carry-on through the little scanner machine,
huh.
And I got to the other end. I'm waiting for it, and then the sirens went off and the whole nine, and they went through it.
Yeah.
And they're like, did you not know you weren't supposed to have a laptop in your carry-on? You're supposed to take your laptop out? I was like, how the hell am I supposed to know that? I don't travel.
Tell me? No,
you didn't tell me. No one told. I didn't see any signs, and then they showed me the sign. It's just a little tiny. It's like a little sticker there. So, anyways.
Oh, the TSA is stupid. Dude.
While I was waiting, I had to wait 15 minutes while they went through my entire carry-on and pulled my laptop out, and it was. That was it. I can't handle it.
What about the masks on the airline? How did that go for you?
The same as it did for you. If you have a drink or food in front of you, they just leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we're in first class, so they're not likely to harass us anyway.
Less likely to mess with you. Less likely to have somebody next to you or whatever. Like, you still have somebody next to you, right? In first class. I've never actually been in first class before.
On some of them, you do. I would highly recommend it. It's so much more comfortable. And right now, it's not that much more expensive than economy.
Hmm.
But on some of them, you do. On others, like the left side of the plane is only one seat for first class.
Yeah. Okay.
But if I had someone sitting beside me, it was the friend with whom I went. So it was never an issue. Yeah.
And what airline was this?
Delta.
Delta. Mm.
And they left us alone because...
Did you pick Delta just to be smarky?
No, why?
Delta variant.
COVID.
Oh, no. I didn't pick the airline. I usually fly American.
Pick based on price.
I wonder if they've actually been hurt on tickets in the past 6 months.
Well, there's a reason that first class is not much more expensive than economy right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking
those numbers are down.
People are just subconsciously not going with Delta because it's just Delta.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
People buy whatever's cheapest, you know?
See, I think it's...
People are crazy, Ian. Come on, it's 2021.
I don't think it's that. I think people just, you know, they pick what's cheapest the first time and then they just stick with that airline because that's what I did.
Hmm.
I ended up flying American Airlines for my first ever flight, and then every time I needed another flight, I just went straight to them because I was already familiar with them.
Well, I was Southwest. I know that there's been some unruly passengers who've taken care of the situation in the past. There's been a lot of neat headlines that have come from Southwest
and
their cheap tickets.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a possibility you're going to get one of those people who wanted to be famous on YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was going to, you know, sit there for an hour and a half in boarding, I would have rather that had been the reason than the stupid TSA sticker.
Wow.
But yeah, TSA still has no better of a sense of humor than they did the last time I flew, though.
They probably hate themselves. They did I can't even understand people who could do that
every single day.
Take that job.
I mean, their job is to molest trans people. Realistically.
Everybody. They molest everybody.
But if you're trans, you're guaranteed to get molested.
Well, I also do every time because I opt out of the scanner. So I always get a pat down. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, the New York governor proclaims the vaccine comes from God. We've got the audio coming up here on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, with you, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then Bitcoin.com can help you with that. You head over there and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And that is where you will find a lot of valuable information, including a quick 3-minute long introductory video that will teach you the basics. And, you know, cryptocurrency is not leaving our life experience anytime soon. Probably going to be with us for generations, if not forever. It's
maybe more in our lives in the future.
Yeah, it's a pretty important technology. So if you haven't taken the time out to learn a little bit about it, Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Plus, you can dig as deep as you want to. There's more than one video there, obviously, that you can watch. But go get the basics. Click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Or if you're not new to crypto, you want the latest news headlines, then head over to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. All right, Conan, you and I had the same story tonight about, and that's usually an indicator we should talk about a thing, because we all do our own independent show prep. And you had the story also about the New York governor. No, not Cuomo. He's gone now. Some people remember when Cuomo got kicked out of office? Aria, you looked surprised.
No, I remember there was like some drama around him, but I don't.
Yeah, got it. He resigned.
He was a molester. He was a workplace molester.
I know. He's a politician. That's what they do.
But he did something else.
They have entire agencies designed to molest people.
He did something else, which they basically swept under the rug, which is far more dire than feeling up your workforce. I'm talking about the 15,000 old people who succumbed under
his.
Was
it that many of them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he resign over that?
No.
He should be in prison. Because of that, but no. This other thing came up about him putting his hands on his lady employees, and that's what got him to finally resign.
Not killing 15,000 old people.
Oh no, people don't remember any part of that. I mean, you didn't even know you thought he was still in office.
I don't care about
me
politics.
Neither. I don't care either. But you know, you see the headlines sometimes.
Well, he was the face of the COVID-19
yeah.
of the COVID-19 response and,
right.
and how to do it right.
Remember, he won an Emmy. Didn't they take the Emmy something like that?
I don't know if you can take him back.
I think they did.
Well, he needs to be in jail, actually.
But well, he won't be in jail. You know that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know if he's going to get his book either.
Oh, he had like a book deal coming out?
Of course he did.
Someone will give him a book deal.
Well, yeah, probably. Give him a couple years, let it stew a little bit, and then more people forget about what actually happened. Dead people died. And by the way, it wasn't just Cuomo. It was a bunch of other Democrat-run states who did the exact same thing he did, which was basically put infected COVID-19 patients and house them in old people's homes, the retirement homes.
Yes. Well, his brother also is now being accused of sexual harassment.
Good. He's
Chris,
another creep.
Chris Cuomo.
Fredo.
Fredo, yeah. Yeah.
But
Fredo?
So
that was Trump's name for this guy, and it really pissed him off.
It's, they have really strong, both of them have really strong Italian accents, uh-huh. and they just, yeah. and they got this.
I remember watching them have an argument about which one was their mom's favorite on national
both
television.
Both of them are just strange. They're just weird. And they really, really like the camera on them. They like to get it all out there and talk about their face.
Apparently they like molesting women.
Well, he's been replaced by another loony.
Well, okay, that's the thing is, like, people were passing around this news headline about Cuomo resigning. Oh, he's gone, all right. You know, he's just going to be replaced by another scum-sucking politician, whoever the hell the lieutenant governor, because
exactly.
they have that. We don't have a lieutenant governor here in New Hampshire, but they have them in a lot of states, and New York's one of those places. And her
and
name
is basically a vice president who takes over in the event
yeah.
something happens to the president.
Correct. And her name is Kathy Hochul. And she is now in the news because, well, as you may have heard, there are various different state governments who've told the medical establishment, hey, you better mandate vaccines amongst all of your employees, all you hospitals and doctors' offices and wherever else they're, you know, requiring this, or else, you know, we're
going to punish
you.
Hospitals are like, hey, look, we already have almost no staff.
No, the hospitals are saying, okay, we'll do what you say.
They get a lot of money.
Yeah,
they get a lot of money from the state and from the feds. I mean, think of all the COVID money they get for every COVID patient.
So this woman, the governor now of New York in Albany, according to the AP, said she is going to be calling in National Guard members, retirees, and workers from outside of New York who are medically trained to address address potential staffing shortages caused by an approaching vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, which, from what I understand, goes into effect yesterday. So today was the drop dead date.
Not Monday.
Monday would have been yesterday.
Oh, well, look where I am.
Yeah. And it seems pretty consistently 20% of the workforce across the board just isn't going to be pressured into getting vaccinated by these mandates.
No, and I've heard it's like 17% in New York, so there's going to be huge layoffs.
That's still close to 20%.
Yeah. But here's the question. She's talking about outside states, licensed professionals mm-hmm. outside the state and or federal employees, you know, National Guard and whatnot.
National Guard's the only option. The ones employed outside of the state aren't going to leave to come to New York.
Well, if they're getting paid four times as much, they will.
This is a growing concern.
Yeah, but every hospital is going to have to offer them that soon because
That's
they're going
true.
To be facing the same issues.
This is a growing, I won't say scam, but many health professionals are taking advantage of the travel bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they're like, I'll drive another 50 miles to work every single day if I'm going to get, you know,
2X, 3X, 4X.
Exactly. Yeah. So many, many professionals are taking advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
But where is she? She's talking about she's going to have staffing shortages at her hospitals.
Yeah.
But so is
everyone else.
Yep. So where the hell does she think she's going to get these people from?
It's going to be
including the National Guard. No, they're going to have their own shortages.
And they're under orders. I mean,
and I don't think shortages within the National Guard was the United States can invade one less country a year. Oh no!
Yeah, but they're having their own shortages because they have their own staff that are refusing to take this vaccine and so are going to be discharged.
Yeah, but how many National Guards people are like doctors and nurses and stuff? There can't be many.
Yeah, it can't be.
There's a handful.
They're going to pick your average weekend warrior and get them doing hospital stuff now.
As long as they're vaccinated.
Yeah, but probably 80% of them are. Or at least willing to
but
get vaccinated.
But still, if every industry, if every option...
Yeah, but who cares if we lose National Guard employees? That's just a good thing in my book.
What I'm saying is every option, out-of-state licensed professionals, National Guard, they're all going to have shortages.
Mm-hmm.
So And I suspect that because
I'm not seeing why a National Guard shortage would affect the hospitals, though. It just means they have a slightly less large pool of people to bring in.
I suspect other governors are going to see what she's doing and say, oh, wow, we're having shortages as well. Mm-hmm. We would like some of those National Guards. So everyone's going to be picking, and it's not going to happen. Not to mention they have to travel. So I don't know how it works when it's a net.
Yeah.
First of all, she has to prove that it's a national emergency to get National Guard, to use the National Guard.
But there, I thought that was a state thing.
I think it's a state thing as well.
I'm not sure how that works.
National Guard, as I understand it, is state control.
Yeah, but these are weekend warriors. You can't just take someone from their job.
Call them up.
That's
what they're there for.
Yeah, they learned that in Iraq, dude, and they were seriously upset about it. They're like, wait, I just wanted my Camaro and my paid-for college.
Yeah, they thought it was a weekend, a month, or whatever, and then, oh, wait, you can call me up to duty full-time?
Right.
And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to say, all right, well, now we need you. Okay. Your country, your state needs you. Come on in.
Here's another way to look at it. These National Guards, they are health professionals.
It says, quote, unquote, medically trained.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what that really even means.
Most of the medically trained National Guard that I worked with when I was in the military
are actual nurses,
okay. Doctors, and whatnot. So they are going to be full-time,
mm-hmm.
and they do the weekend thing. And they do 2 weeks of straight camping.
So what you're saying is they probably already work in the industry.
They're already working in the industry. So now they got to be pulled from the other side of New York to come, you know, go to New York City. So the shortages are going to be created everywhere. It's endless. It's endless.
Yeah, interesting. If you're in the National Guard in New York and you want to weigh in on, you know, what the buzz is around this, feel free to call us up here. The number is 603-283-6160. Many healthcare workers, according to this is, by the way, the story here, military.com, the AP, have not yet received a requested or required first shot of the COVID-19 vaccine days before the deadline, leaving the prospect of potentially thousands of healthcare workers being forced off the job next week. The order would allow healthcare professionals who are licensed in other states or countries, are recent graduates, or are formerly practicing healthcare professionals to practice in New York, she said, noting she is exploring ways to expedite visa requests for medical professionals. She said she has the option of deploying National Guard members and partnering with the federal government to deploy disaster medical assistance teams.
Yeah,
but these are going to be needed in every single state that
exactly.
imposes these mandates.
And I do think she needs to declare a state of emergency. And I don't know if she can just do that.
That's
just snap her fingers and do it.
Yeah, that's usually what happens in these cases. That's why Sununu was going crazy, because he declared a state of emergency and got all these new powers. I suspect New York has never had their state of emergency come to an end.
Nope.
It's New York. More coming up.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.